National Mind School.
What years did you work at National Mind School?
I started in 1963, and I am still working in 1990.
As much detail as possible, please describe your job.
Right now, I teach industrial arts in 6th, 7th, and 8th grades. In the evening, I go to Westwood and teach driver education to the students.
What's the most difficult part of your job?
I can't say that there's anything that is anything that difficult.
How or why did you choose your job?
Got out of the service in 1955 and decided to go to Northern Michigan University to pursue a course in industrial arts. There was an opening for industrial arts at Michigami, so I took that job. And then 2 years later, the job opened up in National Mind. So I had a coaching job, so I trained in National Mind and was the varsity basketball coach here, and also taught fifth grade at the time.
Okay. How did you see any changes in your duties over the years?
Taught fifth grade. One night, then several years later, I took the industrial arts job here at National Mind. At that time, it was a high school, and today, of course, we're just in middle school, and so I have a different private student than I had when it was a high school.
Besides basketball, were you in any other special activities?
Just driver education. At one time, I was also track coach, junior high coach, B team coach.
What's a BT coach?
B team.
Oh, B team.
Junior varsity.
Okay. Did you receive any special training
for
your job?
Yes, you had. I had a bachelor's science degree. Granted from Northern Michigan University with industrial arts as the primary courses.
How long did it take?
4 years.
Could you describe some interesting or humorous events that happened during your career?
During my teaching career?
Yeah.
Well, in Michigan, when I was at Michigami, not so much here, but at Michigami, I was a class advisor up there. We had a class of three. We went on a field trip to, or a skip day to Washington, D.C. I drove the station wagon out there for the students, and we toured Washington, D.C., and of course, I had to drive it back. That 1961 or 1962. That was a graduate class in just 2 seconds.
Okay. Could you describe any could you describe what your coworkers were like?
Were like or are like?
Yeah.
I was speaking both. About past and present.
Well, both.
Friendly staff.
What about the past?
Well, the has always been the same, I guess. It's everybody seems to get along with one another.
Anytime did you feel like changing careers?
During the early part of my teaching career, I thought maybe it was a mistake. I should have stayed maybe with the mining company at which I worked for at one time.
Why?
Financial reasons. Pay was a lot better.
Okay. How did your community feel about National Mine School?
I missed it back at 100%.
Okay. Did your family members or relatives work for the school?
Did they or are they or what?
Did they? Has the building changed over the years?
Has what?
Has the building changed over the years?
Yes, there was an elementary wing added on to the west end after the consolidation because of the number of students. And now, of course, today, 1990, we have portable classrooms on the south end.
Have you maintained contact with the former students or co-workers?
Yes, I see a lot of my former students around.
In what ways?
Out in the community, on different jobs.
Okay. Do you like seeing them?
Do I like to see them?
Yeah.
Back memories, it brings back memories for them, I know, and they like to reminisce about what happened when we were in school, and what they did, and different incidents they bring up that were not very pleasant at the time.
If you had to do it all over again, would you choose the same career?
Probably not.
Why?
Well, today, the lawmakers are putting too many restraints on those in the teaching profession. They have to maintain a certain amount of control, and they should be left to be in charge of that control.
Okay. What were your biggest responsibilities on the job?
Responsibilities? For maintaining discipline in the classroom.
Any others?
And of course, seeing that the work that the student turns out is somewhat respectable, that it's something to look at and not be discarded once it's taken out. I like to make sure that the projects look somewhat like they're supposed to.
Okay. Did you ever win any special awards or be recognized for your performance and job? Yeah. What was your fondest memories of National Mine School?
I suppose in 1951 when I graduated, we had a skip day and there were seven students, including myself, went on a skip day. I drove my father's car to St. Marie and back. And so it was a gathering of our class and one car and took me off on a trip across the UP.
Sounds like fun. Do you have anything else you would like to add?
Well, I guess that there was quite a change, of course, when the district consolidated. We were the National Line School District. And then for many jobs, in fact, at one time I was a bus driver and all the same day, so it's quite interesting.
Do you have any memories of the bus driving?
No, not really. Just, we also went on basketball trips. I built on basketball trips. And then Varsity was here at Marsh Point.
Out of all those,
do you... Can you shut the door, please? And lock it so nobody else comes in now.
Okay. Of any of those that you remember, were there any memories that I didn't ask about? You said you went to college there.
College in London?
Here too. That's high school.
I went to high school there, yes.
Yeah, they.
But I mean, I graduated from high school here when I was in high school, and I went to Northern Michigan University in Montana.
Okay.